Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akila Ali. This is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about CRO, you can visit us at CROE.org or reach out to us at 773-925-1600. As usual, I would like to wish all of the believers who participated in the observance of Ramadan in the month of December, hope that you were blessed with an accomplished Ramadan and Eid. I know for myself, it was a wonderful time to reflect upon the work program of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the truth that we have been blessed to receive from Almighty God Allah, who appeared in person as Master Sirat Muhammad, and who selected the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as his last and greatest messenger. The purpose of this program, of course, is to express our gratitude for the last messenger of Allah by spreading this information and allowing you to I have been blessed to experience as a member of CRO. I always want to ensure that I pay the proper respect to the co-founders of that great organization that allowed me to have access to this information, just based upon the idea that the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was indeed necessary, and that he was being written out of history, and it was important for those of us who didn't get to experience him when he was present amongst us to not have an excuse of not knowing who we are in the time in which we live right now. And so I always want to thank Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, and of course our late and great business manager, Brother Munir Muhammad, who I always pay homage to, teaching me the love and the defense of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And with that, I'm going to transition into the reason why we're here, which is to listen to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this is an audio that, if you're interested in learning more about, again, you can visit us online at CROE.org. This audio is entitled, What the Muslims Want and Believe, and this is the Last Messenger of Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality for my people here in the United States of North America, who has been here for 400 years, and their freedom indeed has never been achieved, and who are subjected daily, hourly, to opposition from the slave master's children to their freedom, justice, and equality. And they are blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of what they should do, what they should believe in, and what they should demand. What the Muslim believe, what the Muslim want, is our subject, as you find it on the last page of the Muhammad Speak newspaper. First, we believe in the one God, whose proper name is Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises is due forever. The Son of Man, prophesied by the Bible, coming at the end of the rule of the white man's civilization, seeking to save that which was lost among this people that belongs to the black nation. Second, we believe in the Holy Quran and the scriptures of all the prophets of God. Third, we believe in the truth of the Bible, but we believe that it has been tampered with and must be reinterpreted so that man will not be snared by the falsehood that have been added to it. We believe in Allah's prophets, this is the fourth, and the scriptures they brought to the people in their time. Fifth, we believe in the resurrection of the dead, not in physical resurrection, but in a mental resurrection. We believe that the so-called American Negroes, the lost and found people of their own kind here in the United States of North America, are the most in need of a mental resurrection than a physical resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first. Furthermore, we believe we are the people of God's choice, as it has been written that God would choose the rejected and the despised. We answer to that description. We can find no other person or people fitting this description in these last days of this world more than we, the so-called American Negroes. We believe in the resurrection of the righteous also. Six, we believe in the judgment. We believe this first judgment will take place, as God has revealed it to me, in North America. Seven, we believe this is the time in history for the separation of the so-called Negroes and the so-called, well, it's not a so-called white. They are white. They are made white, American. We believe the black man should be freed in name of the white man, his once slave master, for he have no name of his own, but is going in the name of his slave master, which permits the slave masters to claim him, and that this name of his slave master can keep him tied to his slave master's children as property of the slave master's children forever, as long as he answers to the name of his master. Instead of in these enlightening days, in education and history and scripture, that they should drop the name of their slave master, seek names of their own people. Islam has the best names. They are the attributes of God, which is prophesied that would be given to them in the Bible and in the book called Isaiah, other books, and the New Testament. These names of God make it impossible for a black man who was once a slave here to see the hereafter without having the Almighty God's name, as he's taught. For the name of the enemies of God have no value. And that is also taught you in the Bible, that these names have no value. You should accept your own name, which is a divine name, which gives to you a future forever. For as long as God liveth, as long as his name will live. This is taught to you by the Bible. By this we mean that you should be free from the names imposed upon you by your former slave masters. Names which identify you as being his property. We believe that if we are free indeed, we should go for our own self and for our own people's name, as white people goes in white people's name. The black people of the earth is what we should be called after, by their names. 8, we believe in justice for all. Whether in God or not, a man should have justice. We believe as others that we are due equal justice as human beings. We believe in the equality as a nation of equals. We do not believe that we are equal with our slave master, their children. Our status is only a free slave people here. We cannot say that we are equal with the owners of the country when we have nothing in it that we can call our own. We recognize and respect America, the American citizens, as the true citizens of the country that is called America, and is the only independent people. They are independent under the name America. We respect their laws which governs this nation. They made them. They are their laws. And we are only free slaves. Why should not we respect their laws? As long as their law does not conflict with our belief in our own God and in the religion of our God and people of Islam. We believe, ninth, that the offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive. We, the black people in America and elsewhere, into believing that their 400-year-old open slave masters and his children who are not secret enemies of ours, but open enemies of ours, of freedom, justice, and equality. All of a sudden now have turned to be our friends by offering to us their women folks and making rosy promise to us for higher positions, jobs, up into the slave master's children's offices, wherein we never was before offered no such opportunity. This is deceiving the American so-called Negro. He don't once take a thought that there is no future for America. When America is now hated by the nations of the world, and God himself have poured out his own chastisement of plaguing America with storms, with hail, snow, earthquakes is to follow, and such terrific storms that is not known in the annals of the history of America for her near 500 years now here in the Western Hemisphere. All of these things is witnessed by your own eyes, your ears, as the judgment of God upon the wicked cannot be hidden. He don't do things in secret. When it comes to punishing an adversary of his, he makes his judgment open so that everyone will know that he's justified in executing judgment upon the people because of their evil doings. And he makes that evil absolutely manifest as he's making America to show the world her evils. Killing, murdering, raping, and indecency, practices going on every hour in America. Gambling, robbery, everything of evil is going on. Little children resorting to evil that never was witnessed by grown-ups before. But it is going on here in America. Her evil is made manifest. Her hatred of the black so-called Negroes in America is made manifest. And the truth is made manifest that they are not a people that you could expect to do anything other than what they are doing, because they was not made to do righteousness. They was made to do evil. And this is where that you actually is deceived and have taken a people to be of right belief in thinkings and doings, and that God is happy with that people, and that you should accept their guidance. This is where you got lost, blinded, and now deaf to the hearings of the truth. It is due to you taking the enemies of God for friends. Now, after these 400 years, we have not received freedom, justice, and equality, as you are begging for all the time, without one square foot of North America to stand firmly on. Instead of asking for a home on this earth that you can call your own, you're asking for nothing but employment, eternal employment for you and your children. The future is opening up for better learnings. Your children will rise up and condemn you for making such requests as you are making today for nothing but a job, nothing but something to live under as a shelter, run the rats out of it, run the bugs out of it, and let me have a home with you. White folks, though you have freed us for 100 years, and we don't have no sense at all and don't care to go for ourselves. We don't want the responsibility of caring for self or seeking a future for ourselves. So do as you have always done for our fathers in slavery. Give us some work to do, and give us some old houses, repair them, and let us live for you. This is a very, very dumb thing that you are saying and asking for after 100 years of freedom. You won't even speak a good word for that which is good for you. You'd rather suffer yourself and be deprived of some of this earth that you can call your own to satisfy those who don't want you to be independent, the white race. All of this is deception, and is intended to prevent you from realizing that the time that is prophesied in the history of you today has arrived for such salvation and for the separation from the white people of North America, who has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be your really open enemies, and lastly, the murderers of you at will. If the white people are truthfully and would like to give you a future, as they profess to be your friends, they can prove it by dividing up America with you and me. Let them give us some of this 48, 50 states they have acquired, even by our sweat and blood. We do not believe that America will ever be able in the future to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed. In addition to jobs, for we that now numbers over 22 million people as well. Thank you, Ovid. Do you think so? I don't think you think so. With the way the world course is directed today, no peace for war, no friends, no commercialization with unfriendly nation unless you give them these things. North America, the white man and his evil doings making war all over the earth for other people who dare to come here and make war with him have become the enemies of the white people forever. We have to look for self. We have to look to our God and our people who shall live forever. We believe that we are who are declared ourselves to be righteous Muslims should not participate in wars which take the lives of human beings and innocent human beings at that. We are told to shoot and kill, cut and kill those who are pointed out to us. We are also killed up and down the streets and all up and down the highways throughout the country for nothing. We are also deprived of freedom, justice, and equality. We are envied if we are prosperous. We are hated if we become progressive people. Every step then is taken to bring you down to your knees and poverty. It has been proven that the white people likes Negroes always suffering for the necessity of life. In this way, they say they can rule you. They don't want you with anything. You have this time and again proven. Eleven, we believe our women should be respected and protected, and we should do that. This will make other nations to respect them. We should respect them ourselves. As the women of other nationalities are nations, they are respected and protected. 12, we believe in that Allah appear in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, July the 4th, 1930, is the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians' prophesying preachings, and is the long-awaited Mahdi of the Muslims. We
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. That was, again, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, what Muslims want and believe. I don't have the exact date of this audio, but I know it was somewhere around 1964, 65. But it rang true as if he was talking about the days and times that we are living in right up until this very moment. So there is undeniable truth as it relates to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whether you believe, as he stated, that it came from God who appeared in person as Master Farad Muhammad in 1930, or you just think that this is something, as Muhammad Ali said, he just got a pencil and sat down and decided that he was going to make up him a religion and make up him, you know, a teaching that was able to resurrect the people and build a nation. Whatever you believe, I believe it to be the truth, and I look forward to being able to bring you more of this truth next Sunday, the same time, same place. I leave you as I greeted you with the nation's greetings of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.